All right, folks, welcome again to Family Worship Center here in beautiful downtown Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
I know we're a little late tonight, but that's okay. I know a lot of things going on this time of the year. We particularly welcome all those on Facebook. Yo, Facebook, how are you all today? So every Saturday evening, 6:30 here in downtown Newcastle, right across from the YMCA. And if you can't find us, we're the tallest structure in the city. Pretty interesting, huh? It's funny, if you think about it, that the tallest structure in the city of Newcastle is the worship site of the Family Worship Center. Pretty cool, huh? So, a lot of things going on here in the church. Number one, we know we have Pastor Kelly's doing her power up. I believe that is Monday night this week. What time is it? Yeah, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock here Monday night. Pastor Kelly, phenomenal Bible teaching. She pours her heart into it. And something else we really got to get around. We are doing some really great things here on Wednesday evenings. Literally speaking, we are raising hell. I just love saying that in church, right? We love raising hell in church, right? Knocking those doors down. Well, six o'clock over in the cafe, we're getting together for community prayer. The Holy Spirit has been moving so powerfully through these times. I mean, people are truly being healed. We're getting revelation. The energy has been outstanding. And then after that, by 7 o'clock, we're coming into the church here where Pastor Chris is going deeper and deeper in the truths of God. Some outstanding teachings are occurring. And it's really designed to really build up your foundation in the gospel. You know, you can't have a large house if the foundation's weak. You think about it, if you build a house on sand, it's not going to withstand a storm. But the Word of God is designed to withstand any storm. And our pastor is giving us a tremendous teaching in the basics of what it is to be a kingdom Christian. Talking about the kingdom, talking about the gifts of the Spirit, digging deeper and deeper and deeper so that no matter what storm comes our way, we're tied into bedrock. We're tied into the rock of ages. We're tied into Jesus, that we will stand because we know these are tough times in this country, in this world. We have pandemics and shortages and all this. I don't know about you folks. We don't acknowledge that here at the Family Worship Center. We don't come into covenant with shortages. We don't come into covenant with COVID. We don't come into covenant with poverty, cancer, diabetes. What am I missing here? Pretty much anything else that is negative, that's not of God. So these are some great foundational teachings. They will help you equip yourself for the coming days. We are, among all things, we are a restoration center. And what restoration truly is, it's having something and getting it back. The enemy wants to tell you that no matter what has happened in your life, that you're not qualified. You messed up. You're not good enough. You did this. You can't qualify for God. You can't qualify for heaven. Well, 2,000 years ago, God came to the earth in the form of Jesus Christ, who at the end of his mission was nailed to a cross. When he defeated death, he also defeated those words. He gave you another opportunity for life. He gave you another opportunity no matter what you do because he paid the price. So no matter what you did, no matter what stupid thing you did, and we all did stupid, right? I probably did stupid today. Ask my wife. She'll probably agree to it. But no matter what stupid thing you did, no matter what happened, you're forgiven, and you have another chance of life. Do not let the enemy take that away from you. So we are encouraging you, come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, come to the Family Worship Center. Come and listen and learn the Word of God. Embed the Word of God within you. Embed that Word within you, and I promise your life will change. I promise you will be different when you leave this church than when you came in. That's a promise because it's in God's word. And we know what the word says, right? The word of God says, he is who he said he is. Amen. I am who he said I am. And guess what? I'm going to do what he said I'm going to do. Amen to that. So tonight, a couple other cool things happening. We have, I almost called her pastor, but not yet. Someday it'll be Pastor Kristen. But Kristen's going to be doing a thing this week on Friday. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be Daniel. It's going to be a Daniel party for kids. We encourage kids to dress up. And, of course, if you want to be an adult and dress up, I don't think Kristen will mind. Right, Kristen? You're good with that? Okay. I mean, think about Daniel. So it's kind of like a, you know, animal circus theme type thing. Please nobody come burning. That's not a good thing. We're not going that far into this. But it's going to be a great opportunity for the kids, you know, to come to enjoy themselves. The last Saturday of the month, we're going to be having, and we weren't sure what to call this, Liza. We were kind of going back and forth. We're going to call it a harvest celebration. So it's going to be occurring at the same time we do church up here in the sanctuary. But basically it's going to be a chance for all the kids to go downstairs and just enjoy all the benefits of the harvest. Which means I'm hoping that some pumpkin pies show up. Hint, hint. Apple pie. Hint, hint. Get the hints, ladies? Apple cake. We like that too. So, but yeah, but any questions, come up and see us. One other thing also I want to share. We are planning on doing a women's event here the first part of the year. It's going to be a phenomenal tea event. We're looking at bringing in some speakers. Anybody who's interested in serving on the committee, get with Mary, the beautiful lady who won the guitar. Or you guys are similarly dressed tonight. It's pretty cool. Leopard and leopard. Must be leopard night here. So, and Pastor Kelly. So the two women that are dressed like leopards. You guys are a week late for the party, just telling you. So tonight, Kelly Waltz will be handling Kingdom Kids tonight, and Melissa will be handling Zion's Lions. She's not wearing the leopard outfit tonight, so just didn't get the memo. So let us pray, folks. Father, we thank you for who you are. And we thank you, Lord, because you have given us the privilege and the honor to praise and worship you. You've allowed us, Father, to be able to sing praises that can be heard into the heavens. Lord, we just come before you tonight. We give you this sacrifice of praise. We give you this time. We give you our tithes and our offerings. We do it not because for another reason, because we love you and we want to show you how much we love you. So Father, we just lift the roof off this house, Lord. We allow the praises to be heard in the throne room of heaven as a sweet smell of incense, Father. Father, we just give this day over to you, and we thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for coming and dying on the cross for our sins, and we thank you, Lord, for the life that we have in you. Lord, we just give you the glory, the honor, and praise, for you are the Almighty God. So, Father, we now lift the roof off this house, Father, as we give the glory, the highest praise to you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Everyone rise. Amen.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. Good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. time. You are good. You are good. All the time. All the time. You are good. You are good. All the time. All the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. From every nation, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you.
I think you came to praise God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Just want to welcome everyone today here and on Facebook. And just even if you're at home worshiping, you're on Facebook, worship. You know, just it's always between you and God. Whether you're here or at home, in your car, between you and God.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings the chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all. With truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. I sing for all that you've done for me.
Jesus, I sing for.
Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of us, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are love, where my heart is comes free, and and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your Holy Spirit. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence,
here in this place. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is holy. This is holy ground. You are holy, you are holy, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
This is holy ground. You are holy, you are with me now. And I wait upon you now. Lord, I wait upon you now.
Let your presence fill me now as I wait upon you now. This is holy, this is holy ground. You are holy.
You right now. Come on, I just want you to stretch out, reach out, grab somebody, take somebody's hand right now. Come on, take somebody's hand. Come on, let's come together. I want you to pray for somebody. Hallelujah. I want you to declare over their lives. Hallelujah. I want you to stand in faith and knowing if God's within you. Hallelujah. If God's within you, you're standing on holy ground. The enemy can't touch you. Come on, amen. He can't touch you. You need to remind him, hallelujah, that he's on holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
This is holy. This is holy ground.
Yes, we declare, Jesus.
You are holy. You are holy, God.
Yes, you are, Jesus. Hey, yeah.
This is holy.
Holy.
This is holy.
Holy. God. Come on, pray for somebody. Pray, release what you got tonight.
You are holy.
And I wait on you.
Yes.
And I wait upon you now.
We wait upon you, Lord. Yes.
Lord, I wait upon you now.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
When I wait upon you now.
Right now, I want you to pray. Hallelujah. Father God. Father God, Lord, I ask right now, each one of us that are placed to God, Lord, that whatever you desire to say to me tonight, let me have an ear to hear. Hallelujah. God, Lord, let my ears be open. Hallelujah. Let this not just be a service. Hallelujah. That the words bounce off me, but I pray that they penetrate our hearts. Hallelujah. I pray that they become seed within us and grow. Hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, that they become mighty and grow within us this word, hallelujah, that it be established within us, hallelujah. It'll be established within us, Father God. And I pray to God, Lord, that we have an ear to hear. Come on, amen. We have an ear to hear. And they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We will wait and we will wait upon you now.
I wait upon you, God.
Lord, I wait upon you now.
Say what you need to say, Lord.
And I wait upon you now. Lord, I wait upon you now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, each one here tonight, that we are here. We are here tonight, God, Lord, to hear, God, Lord, what you have to say to us. So, Father God, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, our hearts be right. Our hearts be the place that we are to receive. Let there be good ground. Hallelujah. Let there be good ground in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Let there be good ground. Hallelujah. The enemy has no power, hallelujah, outside in this place, hallelujah. So God, Lord, we pray that this word, hallelujah, be activated within us, God. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He's worthy of praise. Amen. He's worthy of praise. Come on, we sang of a story of amazing grace, of God's goodness, of God's mercy. Hallelujah. I can't hear it enough of this story. Hallelujah. That God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, hallelujah, desires to habitate this house. Hallelujah. He desires to make this his habitation. Hallelujah. Of all the places I've been in this world, all the places I've been, God desires to habitate you. Come on, give him praise for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Come on, give them praise. Give them glory. Children may go to their classes. Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Are your hearts ready tonight? Come on, are your hearts ready tonight? Hallelujah. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, hallelujah. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. Are you ready?
Yes.
I said, are you ready?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't forget Wednesday nights, man. We really open up something, and we've been talking about that created for greatness. Tell someone you were created for greatness. Oh, come on. Tell someone else you don't like. Created for greatness. Amen. I want us to say something. I want us to take hold of something right now. I just really want us to hear this. I pray for your attention tonight, your undivided attention. Sometimes I think we just get used to things. We get caught up in the same thing. And I don't ever want to just be a mouth. I want to be a vessel. And we were standing and I felt like something. I want you to get this and understand something. If your walk with God is stagnant, if it's dry, I'm going to challenge you to believe that maybe, just maybe, God's waiting you to release what you've already got into somebody else that he can pour something new within you. Maybe God's waiting for you to pray for somebody. To lay hands on the sick. Come on, amen. No matter whatever that might be, whatever it might be, maybe your breakthrough comes and there's a release that God's waiting for you to relinquish, hallelujah, what you got that he can add to you more. I'm just saying. I believe that there's some things that we hold on to so much, and God's just waiting. He's anticipating. He's standing back and saying, if you just let go, hallelujah, I got so much more for you, Renee. I got so much more for you. If you just let go, isn't that valuable what you got? Is what you got so mighty, so great, so powerful? Is it, if it's not me, I want you to tell you that, listen, it's worthless. It doesn't mean anything. So God's waiting for us to relinquish, to give it up, whatever that might be. I want to hear what God's got to say. I want to know what God's got to say. I want you to say this with me, everybody. Come on, you ready? Tell someone there's got to be more. Everybody say it with me. There's got to be more. Do you ever feel that way? Come on, there's got to be more. Come on, amen. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. I pray that this resonates. That's the name of our sermon, Randy. There's got to be more. I'm going to say it again. I want you to say it with me. There's got to be more. I want you to know that each one of us have to be at a place in our hearts that we're crying that there's got to be more. When we stop looking for more, we die. Dry up. We become cold. Take my shoes off.
Thank you, man.
This is holy ground. Sorry, those shoes are a little bit tight on my feet. You know what I mean? I don't want to have tight feet. I want you to hear this. Listen. Each one of us, we were created and designed to be fruitful. You were created and designed to multiply. I want you to hear this. You were created to be fruitful. You were created to multiply. You were created that way. Anything less than that, come on, amen, there's something within you crying for more. The Bible says that we're created to replenish and to be replenished. We were created this way. We were created this way. That God wants us to be replenished. God wants us to have more. To have a place where we know that we're looking for more. How many of you guys know, listen, we are God's creation. We are His image and likeness. There's something within us that desires more. I want to help you tonight. I want you to get this. Because there's something about me that I'm longing, and there's a mandate within me to cry for more. That I'm looking for more. You know, the universe is expanding. Hallelujah. They thought it was so this big. Guess what? They found out and they realized it's getting bigger. I want you to hear this and know that we cannot contain God, but God can contain all of us. He's bigger than what you thought. He loves you more than you know. So I want you to hear this and know that we are created this way, that within us that God has made us, there's something crying out for more. I'm going to give you a couple scriptures because I want you to see this. John 10:10, it says, "And the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it." Tell someone more. I want you to know that there's always more to come. There's something within you that's calling for deeper. Tell someone, go a little deeper. We were created this way. It's our design. It is not a design flaw. It's that way because God wants you to seek. He doesn't want you to sit down. He doesn't want you. He wants you to run. He wants you to seek. He wants you to go after Him. He doesn't want you to stop. I want to try to lay this all out to you and you to see this. There's some new things that God's really put in my heart for you to grab hold of, each one of us to hear. Because I believe there's a mandate within us that God is calling us to come up higher. And I want you to know that, listen, I believe that God is, He is speaking and He's desiring us to hear, to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, what God's Spirit is saying. That I'm hearing. A lot of times we come and we sit and we acknowledge something, we take hold of something, but when I walk out, am I hearing it? Because when you hear something and it gets you, it captures you. Come on, amen. It captures your heart. It arrests you. It grabs hold of you and it causes you to change. Jesus captivated those around Him. He presented the gospel, the truth before them. And it captivated their hearts and they began to hear and walk towards it. There's something with each and every one of us. I began to look at some things that each one of us, that even in the world, that there's something within us that we're meant to go beyond. If there wasn't that within man, they would have stayed in Europe. Do you know Columbus was given a map by the Spanish that on the edges of the map was ne plus ultra. That means no more beyond. At the ends of the map, all around the edges of it, it even became their motto that there's no more beyond this. There was people that believed that the earth was flat, that if you went beyond that point, you would fall off. But there were some people that said there's got to be more. That's a shouting point right there. Tell someone there's got to be more. Come on, amen. He began to go, that he went to this place that because he knew there was something more out there, that because of that, they left where they were and they discovered America. Amen. And they had to change their motto and they took off the N-E in Latin. And it became more beyond. See, there's something within man. And then when man began to get to the east coast of America, they desired to go farther. That where they were wasn't enough because there's something within man that says, I got to go farther, farther, farther. There's something within me to go beyond. Why? Because you were created in His image and likeness. You were meant to multiply. You were meant to replenish the earth with His image and likeness. You were meant to grow. You were not meant to stay stagnant. You are not meant to stay in a selfish surrounding where it's just you and no more. But God wants us to thrive together. God wants us to be lives where He flows through our very lives, that we become the expression and the image in the window released under the earth from God. That God can express who He is. So there's something, if I'm not seeking that place, there's an emptiness within me because I got to find more. I got to get more. Say there's more. See, when man became content, where they got discontent with trying to find out things around them, they had to go beyond where they were. And someone had an idea. Let's go to the moon. Which at one point it became ridiculous. But some people gathered together and they said that we got to go beyond. This wasn't a man thing. It was a God thing. There's something with man that they have to go beyond. And I wrote this down because there's a lot of things that were invented because they went beyond, because they just didn't stay in one place. Today, we benefit from the fruits of them going beyond. In the 60s, camera phones, CAT scans, how many lives? Because somebody, there was something within somebody to go beyond CAT scans. How many lives did they save? Even unintentionally, man was sharing the image of God, because it's God's nature to bless people. So these CAT scans were invented and saved so many lives because somebody had the image and likeness of God, even whether they knew it or not, and went beyond where they were. And because of it, people were saved. LED lights. Athletic shoes. Lightweight athletic shoes. Water purifiers. How many lives have that changed? This was an amazing one. Because you all know these. Dustbusters. They had dustbusters because they wanted to collect the dust from the moon. The jaws of life. How many lives? Because they said there's got to be more. There was something within them to go farther than where they were. Wireless headsets. Memory foam. Memory foam. They wanted comfortable seats because they were going to be in there a long time. Artificial limbs. Computer mouses. We didn't see them for a long time after that, but that was 1960. Laptops. So I want you to hear this and know that, listen, there's something powerful. That there's something calling us to go higher. There's something calling us. Come on, amen. To go higher. Say go higher.
Go higher.
There's something calling us to go beyond where we are. Amen. That we are meant to go farther, to go beyond. The Bible says in Philippians 3:14 says this. I press. Let's look this up. Come on. I want you to get this. Are you all right? Philippians 3:14. He says, is that where I'm at? Yeah, I'm sorry. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. I press. Now, I want you to hear something. I want to take my time for a second, because that means to press means that if you have to press, that means it's not always easy. You think that those things that to go beyond where they were. Do you know why? Here, I want you to get this, because it's comfortable to stay where you are. It's comfortable to get in a place where that, man, this is good here, that I'm making a good living, I'm doing my thing, I'm living in this place. But God wants us to go beyond that point, amen? And sometimes that's hard, that when God presses you to go beyond, that maybe when God presses you to love somebody that you're really not comfortable to love. I'm comfortable to love you though. Come on, see, God wants you to go beyond that point, to press beyond that point. That, guess what? Because why? Because God wants to relinquish, God wants to replenish you with a love that you didn't have before, that you released what you did. That He wants to give you more. I just can't get over, I just don't like these people, this and that. I want you to know, start trying to love somebody. Try to release what you got and go beyond. Because there's more. Say, there's more. That I'm meant to go beyond. I'm meant to go beyond. Now I want you to hear this and know that, listen, there's 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. God shows us a picture. And God shows us the outer court. I want to get into it deeper on Wednesday, but there's the outer court. Say outer court. There's three dimensions of the temple of God. There's the outer court, there's the holy place, and there's the most holy place. Say 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. I want you to know that God wants us to come to the fullness, to the maturity of Christ, to come to 100-fold. But do you know where we spend most of our time and most of our lives? Is in 30-fold. It's in the outer court. Do you understand that God made the outer court bigger than any other court? Do you know why? Because most people don't go beyond the outer court. Because the outer court is comfortable. You got room to move. There's a lot of things going on. You know, when you first come to God, there's so much. You're excited, this and that. But I want you to know, after you've been there for 20 years, and you're just waiting to go to heaven, there's more than just that. Tell someone there's more. There's more than just that, because that's an experience with God that God, man, when you get into that place, it's awesome, man. I remember when I first accepted it and I walked in a place and, man, I was saved and I was set free, and the blood of Jesus Christ had released me, and I was washed and sanctified unto Him, set apart. But after a while, something within me said, you gotta come up higher. Something within me that I began to look around and begin to see the holy place and say, wonder what's in there. Come on, there's something within us that's longing to say there's something more, that I want to get beyond this and go farther with God. I just don't want to know Him from this dimension, but I want to get closer to Him than I did yesterday. I want to come to a place where I begin to step in from 30-fold to 60-fold to 100-fold. Amen? So He says, I press towards the mark of the high calling. I want you to hear this and know that if there's a high calling, amen, there's a, say, low calling. See, God wants you to come to the outer court, but He doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you to go beyond that place. He doesn't want you just to know Him and wait for Him to meet Him in heaven. God wants to meet with you today. Amen. God wants to embrace you in the fullness today. God wants you to know Him in greater depths. He wants you to know Him beyond 30-fold. He wants you to begin to know Him in the 60-fold. He wants you to know Him from the 60-fold to get into the 100-fold. See, because, listen, I want you to know that sometimes in that place, you've been serving God all your life in this place, but you don't go beyond that point. Sometimes our worship becomes emotional, that if I'm not moved by emotion, I don't worship. If I'm not moved by something around me, but I want you to know when you're in the 60 and 100-fold, you're moved because you know Him. You move because you're in a place of standing with God. You're not moved by your state of being. You're moved by your standing with him. By any means am I not diminishing the court. But I want you to know that, listen, if we stay there and we don't press on, we become stale. God wants us to experience him in the fullness of all that he is. To go beyond. To say to yourself, there's something more. I want to go a little farther. Man, this is scary. It's scary. It's scary, man. It's been really making me uncomfortable. But I want to know God greater. And I got to relinquish sometimes some things to go beyond. Are you okay? Listen. The outer court, holy place, most holy place. He says, we're meant to go beyond. My spirit says more. That your spirit cries for more. The spirit cries, come up higher. In Romans 8:15, let's look at that. Go ahead and check out it. Romans 8:15. I think so. Yeah, let me go.
Are you all right?
We all know the scripture. It says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Led, say led. That's moving. That's moving. That's progressive. That's going beyond. He says, and you have received the spirit of bondage. You have not received the spirit of bondage under the fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirits that we are. Say, we are the children of God. And if the children, then heirs, and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. See, there's something more. There's more. There's something more. We're not just children, but we're meant to be led by the Spirit of God. That we, hallelujah, that we are the sons of God. That we go from just being a child to a young adult to full maturity. Jesus says, I have no place to lay my head because there's no place of maturity for the body that I could set myself upon. He's looking for a mature body that he could place his authority upon. Sons and daughters that what? That their hearts are about his will. That their intentions are his intentions. See, children, us as children, that God's so patient with us. He lets us be kids for a long period of time. Sometimes we're like those kids that, don't be offended if you are this, but that kid that's living in the basement. My daughter lives in the attic. She's going to college. I want her to stay forever, though, don't you? But listen, that never come to a place of maturity, that never, ever come beyond, that go farther. See, and we wonder why we don't have authority. Sometimes we wonder why we don't have authority. And God says, I relinquish and I release my authority when you go beyond. When you get beyond that place of comfort, that's where, see, I want you to hear this and know that, listen, it was in the deep places that the disciples were given authority. In the deep places, they heard things that nobody else did because they were stepping beyond where they were outside the comfort zone. And not everybody wants to go beyond that point, but God wants us to step up farther. And I just began to think about this, that truth, we're meant to seek the truth. Truth presents itself. The more I thought about this, I was thinking about how that truth is, it's offensive sometimes. It'll offend you. It'll upset you. It's so much easier sometimes to listen to a lie. I remember when I was younger, I remember I was a place where I was just about that age where that I had to let some things go as a child. My brothers were older and they were growing up, and I kind of had to grow up a little bit faster because they quit playing with guns and quit playing with toys, and they were 3 years older than me, and my brother was older than that. But I had to relate. I felt like I wanted to be a kid. I wanted to play with these toys, but inside I'm thinking, I can't anymore. Have you been there? Come on, amen. You remember that? You still remember that? Where that there was a moment in your life where that you still wanted to play with toys, but you knew that something within you was saying there's something more. There's something more than that. And you kind of felt embarrassed that you were playing with these. You're still playing with G.I. Joes? You know they are too. I went to a kid's house and I went up there and they says, oh, do you want to come in and play Weeble Wobbles with him? I was like 14. I wish I could go back because I would have went inside and played Weeble Wobbles instead of doing the other things. But listen, truth presents itself. It doesn't force itself on you. You have to embrace truth. Jesus presented, he was the truth. He presented himself to those before him and gave them the truth. And a lot of times it offended them and it stopped them from going farther. But those that received the truth and went beyond. Beyond what they were comfortable with. Beyond that state of condition they were in and began to go from a place of standing that he said that they were in. There's something powerful about it. There's something that's alive about that. That's what God wants you to walk in. That fire, that burning, that sensation of knowing that you're trusting God, that you're walking in this newness of life. And God wants you to walk with him. God wants you to trust him, that we begin to learn each and every day to walk with him and experience his greatness. That each corner, God says, wait and see what's next, because it's going to blow you away. Wait till you see what I want to be to you tomorrow, because there's things that might come your way, and I want to be this to you tomorrow or the next day. Are you willing to go beyond and go farther? But I said sometimes living a lie, sometimes living in that place is easier. Not facing reality. Reality is hard sometimes. And sometimes you got to grow up. To have the authority and that stuff that, you know, you like having that car and all that, but you got to take care of it. I remember learning that responsibility that I had this car, and man, I blew it up. Dad says, listen, did you take care of it? What do you mean? I put gas in it. No, son, there's more than that. I use washer fluid. You know, there's oil. And the more that I learned, the more responsibility I began to gain. I began to understand there's something more. Am I making sense? Come on. But truth demands you. It demands you to grow up. To walk in truth, it places the demand upon me to grow. To come up higher. Let me look this up in my phone because it's just easier. I want to read this to you. These two scriptures out of the Passion. And this is in John 8:31. You okay? Jesus said to the Jews who believed him that he was the truth, when you continue to embrace all that I teach you, you prove that you are my true followers. For if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom into your lives. Wow. John 16. John 16, 12 says this, isn't there so much more? Say there's so much more. This is what Jesus said. There's so much more that I would like to say to you. Man, listen, I don't want to be at a place where that God says there's so much more to say to you, but you're not ready. Do you hear what I'm saying? I want to be at a place where that I'm saying, God, say it. It might hurt me. It might be hard. But God, I want to embrace what you have to say to me, whatever it might be. Paul said that, listen, I want to give you so much more, but I got to give you milk because I want to give you meat. I want to give you something farther, something greater. I want you to go beyond the outer court of this experience with God. I want to take you higher, but you're still drinking milk. I don't want to be at that place where I'm at that place, but I want to say, but it is more than you can grasp at this moment. But I'm going to come back around again and present myself to you again. But when the truth-giving Spirit comes, He will unveil the reality of every truth within you. And He won't speak of His own, but only what He hears from the Father. And He will reveal the prophetically to you what is come. He will glorify me on the earth, and he will receive from me what is mine and reveal to you everything that belongs to the Father belongs to me. God says, I will put my spirit within you. My spirit within you. Calling you to come up higher. Challenging you to cry out to the Father. Challenging you to go beyond. And to step into greater depths. Amen? Truth demands us to grow up. Can you say more? I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how that I knew of somebody that not here. I didn't want to say, so I know somebody, but I heard something. For 20 some years, this man was married and couldn't stay faithful. 20 some years. To me, it says this. He did not decide or realize that she was the one. He was looking for something else. I don't want to stay in the outer court, not realizing that he's the one. I want to live in a place where that I'm sold out that he's the one. You're my first love. You're my first love. That I be at a place of surrender to him, that I relinquish, that I'm willing to go beyond because I trust him. Because he's the truth. Let me wrap this. But this is what we have to learn to do. We have to learn to live from my standing, not my state. Sometimes that offends people. Yeah, but you don't know my state. Then you don't know your standing. Because the Bible tells me who I am in Christ, that I am hid in Christ, that I am seated with him in the heavenlies. The Word of God, the truth, the reality tells me who I am because of what He did for me at the cross. That's the truth. What He established for me, that this amazing love that this God desired took my place. That I could become a habitation to the Most High. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Man, I thought about something. I thought about, you know, that all the, you know, all the planets. See, listen. I just thought I want you to hear this because I thought it was pretty cool. That, you know, for the longest time before we went to space, that it was before that, but even before we went to space, that the scientists, the astronomers found out that this, the Earth did not revolve around the sun. Or the Earth was not the center of the universe. That's what we thought. Isn't that the way we are? We're the center of the universe. And then we found out now, the sun is the center of the universe. Say the sun. But then I want you to know that we're so arrogant that we begin to name all the planets that God created after Greek gods. The only planet that's not named after a Greek god is Earth. Because he named it. I'm going to leave the rest up to you. Oh, we're going to call one Pluto. We're going to call one. He's probably standing there saying, are you kidding me? It's not what I would have chose. But he knows. It's okay. Because he put something within you to go beyond. To look beyond these idols or these images that we call gods. To realize they're not really gods. Let me finish. That we live from my standing, not my state, my position, not my condition. That I live from my position, not condition. My spirit engages with my standing. My spirit, man. It engages with my spirit. Okay? Do you ever get this? It engages with my standing, who I am with God. It agrees with that. The Spirit of God says, that cries out, Father. It's searching. It's hungry. It's looking for truth. My flesh agrees with my condition. My flesh, my soul comes in agreement with the way things are around me. Because it's easier to agree with a lie than it is to truth. So my standing is what we are in Christ. The state is what we are in experience. In my condition that someone or something is at a specific time. That's what my condition or my state is. So I cannot live from that point. If I live from that point of my state, I'll never go beyond. But if I live from my place of my standing, I'll begin to walk in what God desires me to walk in. I begin to walk in the Spirit. The drawing, going beyond, deeper, calling us to go deeper. Amen? Would you stand to your feet? See, I want you to hear this because the enemy, say the enemy, he can find me in my condition. He can find me in my state or my condition. But he cannot find me in my standing in Christ. Because I'm hid in him. Does that make sense? So we gotta live from that place. And whatever that is, that, man, my standing in that moment, am I standing? This is my standing, that God walks me through my standing with him. He doesn't unload everything at once, but he reveals the truth piece by piece, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. That God will release himself in steps and measures, one here a little, there a little bit at a time. Say a little bit at a time. that when we begin to embrace it, we begin to walk in it, that God will wait for us to embrace him in the outer court, that we could step into the holy place. And then we could step into the most holy place. You can play something, Randy. So listen. Something calls us deeper. That I'm not content, but I gotta go farther. Next week we're gonna keep going a little bit farther, that I want you to see this, but the Bible says that no man, say no man, has seen God. But yet God tells us to seek him, and you'll find him. The more I begin to think about this, the more I begin to realize that no man can enter into the Holy of Holies, yet only a priest, the high priest. But I want you to get something, that we can understand that those that are dead in Christ are able to enter in. That I see God because I'm from that place, that I'm hid in Christ. I'm able to enter in to the most holy place because I'm in Christ. No man can see God and live. Because when you see God and embrace him, you die. I become to live in Christ. All things are passed away. It's no longer I. See, to get beyond the outer court, to get to the most holy place, to see God, I have to die. I have to relinquish my will and surrender to him. That's why the outer court is so big, because not everybody is willing to go beyond. But I'm looking out here tonight, and I feel in my spirit that I know that there's some people here and watching that are desiring to go beyond. They desire God more. They want to go beyond where they are and see God. And all that he is in his fullness. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. I'm just going to end right now with Facebook. I'm going to thank you for joining us. We are blessed and highly favored. Amen. God's knocking up and open up and let him in. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.